We're changing day to day. Tell me.
Pornography is a multi-billion dollar industry and has become ubiquitous in our modern society, especially on the internet, where millions of pornographic web pages can be found. As a case in point, experts say sex is the number one topic searched on the internet. A recent survey in the US showed that 70% of young men visit pornographic sites in a typical month, whilst one out of every six women grapples with addiction to pornography. And even most children in the West are being exposed to pornographic material. A survey in the US showed that 90% of children using the internet have viewed pornography online, mostly while doing their homework. One American bishop is so worried about what he calls this epidemic of pornography that he published a pastoral letter to warn Catholics in his diocese about its dangers and suggests ways to combat it within the family.
I believe that the pornography problem is out of control, that it is already affecting such a large percentage of people that it's already doing serious damage. And it's very difficult to get back into the box. I think it's almost impossible to cut off the sources of pornography. And so the most important efforts that we make, even though we will try to do some of those things, the most important efforts that we make will be in terms of strengthening people, seeking to fortify them in the exercise of the virtues, the reestablishment of chastity and purity.
Do you think in some ways it can be called a real addiction? It can be compared in some ways to, say, an addiction to gambling or drugs or alcohol?
I think that it is an addiction. I'm not a medical doctor or a psychologist by trade. I have heard one such medical doctor and a psychiatrist suggest that 10 hours of exposure to pornography can produce a chemical change in the brain, which is equivalent to an addiction to cocaine. I don't know if this is exactly true, but my impression is that there are emotional elements to it in terms of the addiction, but also there are apparently physical elements that cause this addiction and make it very difficult for a person to be released from it.
Is it particularly the young that become addicted to pornography? I saw that according to a survey, 90% of 8 to 16-year-olds using the internet have viewed porn online. I mean, that's quite a shocking statistic, isn't it?
It is. It is very shocking. I think that I don't know that the young people are more susceptible to it, although there may be issues of their own maturity and that early exposure to it may have more serious ramifications for a long life of exposure. Certainly, our young people are much more savvy. They're much more knowledgeable about getting on the internet. They've grown up with it. Perhaps some of our older generations may be a tiny bit less susceptible to pornography because of their less interest in using the computer. But pornography is available, as always, in other ways.
And what can parents do here, then, to help try to keep their children from viewing porn and telling them that this is wrong?
Well, that's the important thing that you said right there, to tell them that it's wrong, to help them see that this is a dangerous undertaking and a dangerous habit. Also, the parents have to seriously monitor what's taking place. They have to take simple precautions in terms of the use of the internet in their own home, but also limiting television, limiting other video games and so forth, and in a proactive and a positive way, developing strong relationships with their children. The family prays together, that they go to Mass together, that they go to confession frequently together, that they have meals together, that they talk about things, that there are good communications within the family so that a foundation of strong relationships becomes the real joy of the children rather than these sort of pseudo-relationships where they seek company or some kind of gratification without any responsibility.
Presumably, part of the reason why pornography has spread and become such an epidemic is due to the advent of the internet. But presumably, it's also perhaps because partly it's lost its taboo that it once had. It's become more socially acceptable. We see things up on advertising billboards that at one time would have been considered pornographic.
I believe that this separation between sexual intimacy and responsibility was given a major negative impetus in the development of the birth control pill and the contraceptive mentality that I think we rightly speak of, a contraceptive mentality that separates human and sexual intimacy from sense of responsibility. Culturally, that separation, I think, has helped to remove the taboo. As you say, it has caused people to be much more lax about the variety of special intimate relationships, and we see the decline in terms of the media, as you said, and advertising, and that it just keeps getting more outrageous. And it is, seems to be of the nature of these things that more is needed in order to shock.
I was talking there to Bishop Robert Finn of Kansas City, St. Joseph.